should say.
Okay.
Yeah.
There we go.
Talk about the perfect thing. All right, so it's just the three of us to get started, but more people will be joining us in a few. But in the meantime, guys, welcome to the next edition of the
D-Squad.
You have the first three up. It's Osai leading up the conversation, obviously. And to my right, we have...
Hey, it's B. I'm drinking something. Sorry. Yes.
And across the aisle, we got...
D. How's everybody? Good morning.
Everybody good. Everybody good. D had to announce that she came in PNC. She got her post-nut clarity going on.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited. I think this is the first time.
This is the first time you came in here clear-minded?
Yes.
Everyone's calm. Everyone's making good choices.
Oh, wait. That goes for you too, B?
Yeah.
Guess of PNC?
I am caffeinated, vaccinated, and recently ejaculated.
Yes.
Bam. But yeah, you know, so I gotta ask a question about this. So I have a friend.
You okay?
Why she looks so worried? Hi, Donna. Donna's in the mix.
Good morning, Donna.
So anyway, so the question is, I have a friend who was about to go do some, you know, him and his wifey. Uh-huh. Actually, I'm sorry. Let me not even play. They were about to get dirty, him and his dude. It's two gay guys.
Okay.
But the dude started talking about, like, he had, you know, not that he had gas, but kind of made reference to, like, yo, there might be a fart somewhere in the mix.
Wow.
Oh, God. So that kind of killed the vibe for him. And dude kind of called him, like, you know, that you were just using that as an excuse to not have sex.
Oh, like the headache.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So is that, like, a real thing for you guys? Or, like, what do you guys think about that? Like, because, like, I agree with it. I was just like, yo, listen, I mean, I'm a very smell-based guy. Like, I like a lot of, like, I like natural, but, like, don't fart. Especially if I'm anywhere near there.
I mean, some guys are into that.
I know some guys are into that. I'm just not one of them. Are you?
I'm not into it.
Are you sure?
I don't care how hot you are. You ain't farting in my face. Just saying.
I love what I walked in on.
Is an excuse. Is the threat of, like, bodily functions. Like, I don't know. I know for me, like, if I feel like I'm about to, like, if I have a little bit of gas, I'm like, nah, we're not doing the head thing tonight.
Right.
Yeah.
No.
Or if I don't feel like 100% clean down there, I'm like, mm-mm.
I'm not deferring head if I'm feeling bubble guts.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not even bubble guts.
Sometimes he says you know, I'm not.
Wait, you're
not
just going to
get a surprise. No.
He's like, I'm all in all the time.
Gianna's high. By the way, she's high as fuck.
There comes a point during the VJ where, like, the back door shuts pretty tight. I don't care how your stomach is.
I guess.
Does it?
Yeah. I mean, I've never had that happen to me, though, like, giving a blowjob and a dude fart. Like, no. Thank Jesus.
I might have to warn her not to slide the finger thing.
You know, I don't know, you know, but wow. You know, some people be on it. I guess, you know, with dudes, since they use it as the main source, you know, like maybe the muscles aren't as tight, the sphincter's just kind of like, oh.
Yeah.
You know, it's like very scientific.
Really? It's very true, though. It's true.
I've never had it happen to me. I mean, I'm all down
just
for it.
Just slipped out? No.
I mean, what do you do if that happened? So, okay. In my past, I've had that happen. Hold on. I've had that happen.
Okay.
I mean, this was a high school thing. And, like, homegirl straight up, like, I'm scarred.
I mean,
I am scarred for life with that.
Your body's gonna make a lot of noises. Bro.
I understand that. I do understand that.
But it smells.
But it's just like, yes, homie.
Okay, all right.
So just dip up and, like, relax a hot second. Because if you actually like the person, like,
no,
things
it's not that,
happen. Like,
I understand it.
Exactly.
It's not like
things happen. Yeah.
I'm not saying it's not like saying I didn't stay with them or I didn't do them again.
That's not what I'm
but
saying.
But I'm just saying it's like it's just.
I don't know.
If you're telling me, like, yeah, your stomach's a little hot, or there's the concern.
Okay,
if you mention it,
all right.
It's like a turnoff. It's like, I could be at a 10, we're ready to go, and then you mention fart, and I'm like, let's turn that down to, like, 5.
All right. Yeah, you just skip it.
To each his own. Fair enough.
But, you know, yeah.
Word, you'll still go down a guy if he's just like, yeah, and he's like, you know, potential fart, and you're like, I'm still going to do it.
I mean, I don't don't know. I don't know if that's like a. I don't know. I guess I'd have to. No, I don't know. I mean, if I really wanted to, why the fuck not? But, I mean.
It depends on the mood.
If you yes. Doing it, like, it's at my own risk at this point.
One of those reverse blowjobs, you know, the guy's bent over on all fours and you're kind of sucking it from behind.
Maybe it's time to stuff a finger back there and just plug it off.
Plug it up. Let's rip right on your forehead. Like,
this is why I can't have nice things.
It might be one of those exceptional moments where you can go ass to mouth, you know?
Okay, that's a little farther.
Yeah, why did you go through that?
That would be a negative for me.
No, that's going to be a no.
Gregory just blessed us with his presence.
Good morning.
Good morning, sunshine.
In the K Rico studio.
Bro.
Hey, I like
have
that.
You been living in a cave?
Yes.
He looks like
I
it.
Went
look,
from home now.
You look wild, bro.
Hey, I don't have to shave for nobody. It's great.
You should shave for yourself.
No, thank you.
Can you find
it's
your
about
dick?
Self-love.
I say.
Can you find your dick?
You got the whole Kuta Kinte thing going on, bro.
You know you can hold that mic. You don't have to put it in the stand.
No, I'm free now.
Oh, you're free?
I need a hand free for my cold brew coffee.
Oh, I'm a start over
by
here.
By K Rico.
Oh, yes, that's right.
You're straddling the pole.
We are at K Rico, so you guys check it out. K Rico Coffee on Sundays. Come by when we record.
Yes.
So what are we talking about? What's the subject for today?
We already passed the first one, so we're going on to our Christmas wish list.
I don't even think you should bring that up to him.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's,
no, no, no.
It's not even a no. It's a no. It's a no.
What's
a no?
What is on your naughty Christmas wish list?
Let me get you situated.
I don't actually have one.
Craig, you're just all automatically naughty. You want your butt plug that injects like roids into your ass and shit.
No, not for me. For the people.
Don't act like it's not for you.
I mean, hold on. Not that I'm not willing to imbibe in the fun, but
don't pretend.
He's like,
it's for the people. Is that what you call yourself now?
The people.
We'll call you the people.
In the bedroom. Refer to me as the populace.
The populace.
Let's say.
All right, what's on your naughty list?
I mean, like you said, well, you know.
Oh, no, go ahead, Craig, finish.
No, I would like you to finish.
But you guys already know what I want.
You want your, is that it, just a butt plug?
Yeah, just I want to make the butt plug that injects drugs.
You know what? What if you got a butt plug in the shape of Thor's hammer? Would you use that shit?
That would be awesome.
That's some anal destruction right there.
Lightning shoots from
he sticks
his ass. He sticks his ass up in the air. Lightning shoots to his butthole.
Can you imagine?
Start prolapse.
That's an immediate $1 million OnlyFans.
You know that
immediately.
It actually kind of totally. When you go back and you definitely got to listen to this episode, Craig, you'll see how that first talk we just had rolled right into this one perfectly.
Oh yeah.
I'm actually sorry I missed the first part of that talk. So
you gotta know some of it.
You'll catch up on your car ride next week.
Yes.
Very true. Very, very true. All right, Donald, what's on your naughty list?
Sex.
Oh.
That's it. It's just simple. Just
is there anyone out there
unadulterated?
That's is there a size requirement, Donna? Or is it just like just sex, period?
Are you a size queen?
At this point, as long as he reaches the G spot, I guess, right?
Are you looking for that?
Looking for that.
Well, firstly, we don't have to farm me out. I was in
I'm not farming you out. I'm like just whoring you out.
You're whoring me out?
I'm whoring you out.
Yeah. We'll post your information at the end of the episode.
Yeah.
Sex positive. Absolutely, yes.
Absolutely. No, I'm not a size queen.
Bro.
You just gotta know what to do.
Bro, hold on. I just had a great idea.
Oh, shit.
I mean, I'm sorry. It's to me, it works. I mean.
What? I say sex and like all of a sudden, like.
No, ooh, you sell
the light bulb goes off?
It goes off.
You
right
sell
off.
Sex toys. She has an OnlyFans. Why don't you demonstrate some of the sex toys?
Collaboration
there.
Oh, hell yeah.
Listen. I would readily collab.
Let's go.
You guys can print your own money.
D Squad, we're making things happen.
Yeah.
Collabs
sponsored,
are happening.
Sponsored, tasteful. But like, fellas, it's not competition. They're tools.
Yeah.
Let's show you how to use them.
They really
remember
are.
That. Remember yeah. Craig said that when we get to our second episode. Remember Craig said that.
Change the way porn is being viewed, you know?
Absolutely.
Really? I'm down for that. I'm down for that.
You know how many people you could help?
What is it, ethical porn?
I actually try and do that every day.
Guys will just walk. Guys will just like, guys
take
will just
that how you want it.
Like Zelda. They'll just have like tools of a utility belt.
Right.
Just ready to go, man.
For the record, I can have sex with myself just fine. I mean, you don't have to farm me out. But hey, the real thing works.
I mean, you said sex with myself.
I mean, like, what,
you, didn't specify.
You said naughty. Like, yeah. I don't have anything.
Is there a specific kind or just like any kind? It doesn't really matter.
It's mood based, and I don't.
Oh,
I don't know what today's mood is.
Okay.
Is it more hardcore today?
You know what? I like that. What's today's mood for sex? Yeah. Is it
right?
It's like a wham bam kind of thing.
Maybe it should.
No, I'm angry. I want some angry sex.
Angry sex.
Like throw me around the room.
Oh, yeah.
No, that's that.
That's
non-giant black guy sex.
Kind of thing?
Yeah. That's how
I hope my mom never.
That is giant black guy sex.
Grab me by my throat.
Yes.
Bang the shit out of me. That's what I'm looking for right now.
That's where I'm at.
Hold me down and just pile drive it. There we go.
Yeah, pile drive it. I like that.
That's an after work energy.
Yeah.
That is.
All right, D, what's on your naughty list?
I don't really think I have a naughty list.
I mean, for you, your naughty list is probably your nice list. But, you know, for most people, we're just talking about levels here.
I'm really wanting a stripper pole for my room. Like, I'm really feeling this.
Have you ever taken pole dancing classes?
No, but I've been on a pole before, so...
The way you say that.
The 5-minute explanation is
sultry.
Did you do like amateur night?
I've done a couple amateur nights, and I've also
a couple.
And I've also actually I stripped for like a week. But this is the reason why. Because at the time, the boyfriend that I was dating was super like crazy possessive. Oh. So I was like going to work there during the daytime while he was working. What happened is one of his friends walked in and I was like, oh yeah, this is, I quit.
I quit. Damn.
Yeah, I'm
check,
done.
Please.
We done.
Yeah, but there's a lot of creepy guys at the strip club at like 11 o'clock in the morning. 12. No, I mean, I expect creepy at 11 p.m. 11 a.m. is kind of scary.
No, that's where you get the
when
real.
When you're never not
been.
Used to it.
No,
that's
never
that's
been.
Where you get the real sick offense.
Yeah.
Listen, we are going to have a D Squad strip club. Like, we're going to.
Do you promise?
Please, can we record it?
Do you promise?
I don't think we could record in there. The music is too loud.
What are you talking about? I record in strip clubs all the time. You ever look at my Snapchat?
I can't even hear myself.
Yes, I do look at your Snapchat. And all you hear in the music in the background are.
Listen, I don't care about the sounds. I'm talking about the actions. We can edit over the music. I'm talking about the actual edit. Like,
you gotta find some like down ass strippers. Oh, I mean, yeah, maybe. I don't know. We'll
see. Listen, any strippers that meet me are gonna be down.
Any strippers that meet you are gonna be down.
Yeah.
So
she's got that power.
Don't go to the strip club. After 11. Is that what you're saying?
Or before 11.
Before 11. Like before 11 p.m.
Is that
I'm talking about p.m.
Is that the sea crew? Or like creepy crew? Is that that is?
In the morning, yeah. In the morning it is. It's kind of like 11 to like noon.
What's wrong, Craig?
Oh, in the morning.
Yes, in the morning. Because the strip club. Yes, I'm talking about daytime stripping.
Oh, daytime stripping.
Yes.
I've only done that once. I think I went to booby trap.
Listen, at lunchtime
I daytime strip all the time. I don't know what you're talking about.
They had a buffet and everything, and I was like, yo. Like, it was like St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, they have like, yeah.
Oh, no,
corned beef for everyone.
Right.
No. The food is always great.
Bro,
food,
I still can't do that. I'm sorry. I can't do it. I can't eat at a strip club. I'm sorry.
Well, my problem is that I worked at more than a few strip clubs.
Right.
And they're just super depressing bouncer. To me.
Right.
Like, I can no longer properly objectify a stripper in order to have fun. I was like, oh, that's a person. This is sad. I went out. I want to leave now. And then you see the creepy dudes, and the floor is always sticky.
Right.
I can't go back.
What's the B? Is the B squad working? You start seeing cesarean scars.
You see the people now. So it's like, I see the human being.
It's like, oh, she has two kids.
There's nothing wrong with cesarean scars.
She's paying her rent.
She's like, what's going on with her today?
I don't
know. You know what that means? You don't feel bad. You throw her an extra fucking 20. Like,
yes,
bro.
Exactly.
You just equate the money to your feelings.
Yeah. Exactly.
She's there to make money.
Tits or tits, bro.
Support.
Tit for tat?
No, tits or tits. Like,
yeah, tits that's tits. How you solve any argument.
All right, so we got to get talked about. Let's go, B. What's on your naughty list?
My naughty list for
Christmas. All I want for Christmas is my...
See, I live a pretty naughty lifestyle.
Recently. We know. We see your
go
stories.
Mrs. B.
Nasty. The Lord is watching.
For naughty, I guess actually I would like to attend an adult video awards kind of thing.
Conference.
Like XXX.
Like AVN.
AVN. Yeah, that'd be kind of
the
cool.
The Pornhub.
Like you see all the people that have been part of your life growing up, you know?
Wow.
Yeah, jerked off to her, jerked off to her.
That's, you know what? I've always, like, I've heard about people, like, going and, like, the people who go to, like, the porn conventions and stuff.
Yeah, that's how it felt when I went this year. When I went to Exotica, when I went to Exotica, it was actually pretty cool because a lot of people that are also on the hub, you see them, so you see them actually in person. It's like, oh, wow.
This is what you're like.
A lot shorter.
Makeup doesn't.
Then the camera makes you look, but your dick is huge.
Right, and then Craig is like, oh, but he's a person and he's got two.
I don't care about that.
I'm talking about Craig though.
Oh yeah, then like, yeah. It was really cool though. Like, there's stripper poles everywhere. There's a lot of shows. It's a lot of entertainment. Like, and to be able to actually interact with, you know, your childhood heroes.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
I mean, yeah, we gotta definitely hit that up.
Yeah.
It was a really fun experience. And they do it every year.
They have a couple. They have Exotica, then they have like another one. There's like two or three that
at
happen
the airport,
like
right convention here. Center.
Yeah, that's where we went. It was nice.
Okay. Damn, everybody. Oh, my turn.
You can buy sex toys on wholesale.
What do you want?
Yeah.
Okay, what do I want? What's on my naughty list? There's so many things. I just like, I gotta pick one. What's the one that I gotta pick?
I don't know. We can know more than one.
Huh?
Why can't we know more than one?
Because we have to move on. We got time. We got to stay on time.
What could possibly
this is a new you, Osai.
Right. What could be naughty for me?
I'm interested. I want to know.
You know what? I mean, well, actually, okay, if I had it, we don't have a house yet. But when we do get a house, it is going to be that sex room.
Oh.
Yeah.
I want a sex room with the hanging swing, with the swing.
I can hook you up.
The sex dungeon.
I'm down
with that.
What
do you mean? Whoa. What do you mean you can hook me up?
I mean, like,
you know, I'm not using your sex swing, homie.
No, I'm pretty handy.
Oh, okay.
Rumor has it.
B's gonna be like,
I have saws and drills and shit. Yeah.
I can help you build.
I could anchor.
I'm just trying to let you do all the other stuff.
If he builds it, she will come.
Yes.
I'm just wondering.
If he builds it, she will come.
That's a great slogan.
We're gonna be like, we're gonna be charging rent.
It wasn't even my A game.
You're gonna need at least 3 to 4 inch anchors, you know?
Like, yeah.
Hold them in the
and
wall.
You're gonna want to make sure that you're like,
man.
I know. That's what I was thinking. I was thinking about more than three. I was thinking about like a good 4 or 5 inch anchor because I mean I'm gonna be wailing on that thing.
I mean, it depends if it's cement block.
You guys should have had the Gallagher thing on you.
Right. No, but I think, you know, having that space, because right now, like, where we are, we don't have that space. And it's like, I'll tell you, no lie, it's sometimes a mental fuck to be like, all right, let's get sexy time in. And it's just like,
oh, I fucking hit my
Mom, I beat the bed. Fuck.
Oh, yeah.
Parent, I don't know how you guys did as parents.
You guys, you gotta work around it.
It's time. Listen, you just have to have like that go-getter attitude. Like, I think I'm just too soft. Like, things like throw me off the game like too quickly. So I need to get like, I need to get a little.
You gotta be like,
I gotta get more vicious.
Fuck them goddamn kids.
Exactly. Yes.
Fuck the kids and fuck your hair. You're selling parenting to me. I'm just gonna stay childless. Like, this is awesome.
Well, that's why we train nap time. Yes. Nap time is not just for their sake. It's for fucking us.
Yes.
Bro.
Like, this is why you have timed bedtimes, timed naps. You have to have a schedule. Because you schedule. Unfortunately, for years, you'll be scheduling your sex.
Yeah. Yeah.
You gotta pen it in.
You
do. Like an Outlook, like a calendar event.
Yeah, but there's gotta be a little spontaneity that you can work in there. Like 2 a.m. Let's get on the bathroom counter or like
banging the.
Well, I know, like for.
Random, yes.
Yeah, like I know.
Or like under the covers when you're watching TV, like little.
Yeah.
Yeah, playing.
It's just got to be a little bit more. I know myself. I just got to be a little bit more aggressive and stop being so nice about it. Like I wake up early. She's like, just wake me up, and I'm just like,
but you're sleeping so nicely.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
So I'll be like,
cut it out.
No. Seriously, like,
I'm just gonna be like, you know what? I'm just gonna just grab the coconut oil and be like,
yeah.
It's on.
Yeah. Mm-mm.
Just that. You just doing that like, microphone check at 3 o'clock in the morning, just tapping it all over her face.
Does it work? I'm down for that.
You awake?
I'd want to be
me on my face.
If I was not by myself, I would want to be woken up.
Really?
I heard that. Yes.
Exactly.
I really thought that was a bad thing. Women don't want to be woken up with a.
I don't know. It depends on the woman. I don't think we're the average.
No,
we're not the average.
But the thing is, if you do it, you better come correct.
But
just don't wake her up and be like, bam, bam, bam.
Oh, yeah,
I'm done.
No.
Yeah, don't come back from an argument. Like, y'all went to bed mad, and then you wake up and you throw your dick on her face. It's like, no.
Oh, yeah. You're going to wake up with your balls smashed.
right. unfortunately, we're already over time. We got to move on. I got one more early topic.
He's staying on task today. What the fuck is going on here?
We got some stuff to talk about.
He must have some scheduled sex going on.
Got some scheduled sex. But I'm going to try and squeeze it in.
I'll pin you in for 100 points.
We got to talk about some current events.
That's what he said.
Or current event. Like, let's see. We'll go with Balenciaga with this one. What's up with Balenciaga?
Wait, you guys, who knows about what's going on with Balenciaga?
I mean, we heard.
Nobody really actually knows, but we knew that someone...
You knew you'd have a handle on
someone.
I would.
He humanizes strippers.
It's not on purpose. It's just because I work there.
Fucking with you.
Now.
Just go ahead.
Or dehumanize?
I don't know.
He dehumanizes strippers.
No, he
doesn't like the sticky floor. Tell us about it.
So, all right. So, with Balenciaga, the problem is, so they had several photo shoots, right, for an entire spring catalog.
I know about the photo shoot. With the teddy bears.
So it started with the teddy bears, but when people started to break down the photos a little more, there was a lot of very strange things in the background. Like there was documents for a court docket.
Supreme Court case.
So a Supreme Court case.
About Child Protection Act.
About the Child Protection Act. In particular, distribution of child pornography. In context of, you know, a child being there in a bear in S&M gear, people were like, hey, yo, that's really messed up. And they're like, okay, our bad. And then they pulled the photo, but then they put up two other photos that also had questionable material in the background and also included another S&M bear. And people are like, okay, this is extremely weird, super inappropriate. What is happening? You had one chance to clean it up and you did it twice more. And Balenciaga's like, oh, our bad. So it's sort of like a perfect storm of events. They're doing that weird nonsense, and on top of that, the whole thing with Kanye.
Yeah.
So it sort of came together to really shaft their marketing campaign, and they are reeling right now. The argument is, are they messing with expression, or are they knowingly pushing
child pornography? Well, I was looking. I actually saw. I came across a post that I had sent to Asai. And in the post, it was also showing that apparently the parent company that owns Balenciaga, also the CEO, he has supposedly, this is all hearsay, mm-hmm. A website called Christie's Auction House. And on this website, that they have like some extreme artists that put on there like some really, you know, some real crazy art. But a lot of it, I guess, based on what's already happened, some of these figurines were like children where their faces were like, their noses were penises, their mouths were assholes. The kids were had three different heads, and like this was just, like I said, something that I saw. It was on a post. I was kind of looking through it. I haven't done research into it, but it did tickle my fancy because it's like, okay, so apparently the owner of the parent company is Salma Hayek's husband. And so, like, I'm just curious if this is even really real, if it's just, you know, hearsay trying to, you know, propaganda on already what's already going on. And if not, like, some of the things that are on this site, like some of the pictures, I have to show you some of these pictures. Like, I was like,
she screenshot them.
That's a little weird to me. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I don't know.
Could it be for like publicity sake?
I mean, it could be too. I guess
it's a really sick fucking version of
it. Well, here's the thing. Like, so some of those pictures, like their ad campaign was really stupid. And the fact that they're like, you know, they're like the top of Balenciaga saying like, we had no idea about those. I think they did. And they were just pushing envelopes, see what they could get away with. And then like, when they couldn't, they're like, oh, fuck. You know what I mean? But the extra stuff with that, the stuff with like the child pornography and all that sort of stuff, I think that's people being a little overzealous and making connections that aren't 100% there, or they can't prove that it's there. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they're spotting a lot of stuff, but it's just like, you know, like, for example, that picture of the woman, like, red or covered in blood or whatever with the babies on her, stuff like that. Yeah, she was a Balenciaga employee, but I think that they split ways, like, back in 2017, and that picture was, like, more recent.
Yeah.
And, like, when you look at the stuff from the recording house, I mean, from the auction house, you know, I forgot who the artists were who were kind of, like, but putting some of that stuff out, but they have a lot of just super duper controversial, like, crap. like they were saying, like one of the pieces they had was from like 1996 of a woman having sex with a severed mannequin's head. You know, and people, you know, obviously people are there buying it. So
how does that work?
I don't know. I don't know.
She stick the whole mannequin head up her?
I mean, hold on. I've seen that. Really? Okay. Not with a mannequin head, but like an actual dude's head.
Craig, you are on some the dark side. We already realized you're on the dark side.
You don't really have any pronounced features on a mannequin head, you know? Like, so how,
but you know, listen, everybody has an artistic impression.
That's a lot of thought there.
Yeah, everybody has an artistic impression.
I mean, I don't...
Everybody has an artistic impression, but the stuff with the kids, I haven't seen any photos of it yet, so I'm still like waiting to see that and be like, yo.
Yeah, I heard a snippet of that. I didn't know about the Christie's auction thing. I'm gonna look that up. People in an auction room,
right? But the other thing too is like, there's like now sometimes with some companies, they're like that company that owns like Balenciaga and like Christie's auction house stuff. Like they have like people on the board. They have like so many different companies underneath them. Like they don't aren't actually like involved like in a day to day and stuff like that. So sometimes like trying to like reel everybody into that, it's kind of hard, you know, to say like you definitely knew what was going on. Were they there at the auction? Did they okay it? Like, you know, that's a different story. Like in most cases, like the way people get stuff done is they have managers, people, other people taking care of it. They buy these companies, they keep them intact. Somebody else is taking care of it. They just taking their cut of the paycheck at the end of the day.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, yeah, we'll see what happens.
What was the name of that that Netflix special that caused so many problems?
Dave Chappelle.
In particular, it was children. It was a bunch of little girls dancing,
and they were talking about artistic expression. I forgot.
Oh my goodness.
I forgot. That was like, yeah, I remember which one you're talking about.
Because they're bringing that up in reference to this. It's like, okay, where do you stop artistic expression?
Was it kind of like those cheer moms kind of thing?
No, it was
with like these like.
It was just like the
underprivileged kids. They were like dancing look it up, Craig. Because they took it off of. Netflix.
And they were having the same exact
they were saying that it was child pornography. I don't know. I didn't see it.
I mean, yeah, but like you said, then you get into
it. I saw the clips and I saw the IMDb, and it was like they clearly and explicitly state, it's like, yeah, these are children, literal children being exploited. And it's just like, how far are you allowed to go with your artistic expression? Because, like, although Balenciaga has not made that argument where it's just like, that's just our, I mean, we can have very strange court documents and S&M and kids holding S&M bears, but like it is the photographer expressing themselves artistically.
No, like, the photographer came out against it. The photographer did. Yeah, he said
was the one who said the props are.
No. He was just like, I came in to shoot what they told me to shoot. That's what his thoughts were. Yeah. But you know, like when you have ad campaigns and stuff like that, like you do have ad managers, like a big ad campaign for companies like this, they don't go out willy-nilly. Like, so definitely people at the top of the company knew what was going out.
Yeah.
At least the creative director, at the very least, knew what was happening with that. So
I mean, you're an artist. How do you feel when it comes to artistic expression?
Should there
be a line? Is there a line? Where's your line?
Where's my line? I mean, my line is gonna be different than what other people do. Like I said, for me, like you can't pass off a white on white. Like I said, like if you have a 5-paragraph explanation of your piece hanging on the wall to explain what it is, to me, you're a great writer, but I wouldn't say you're a great visual artist. Visual art should be able to communicate with what you see on the wall.
You get what they're saying.
It should spark an emotion, a thought, or a process for you.
Shouldn't have to explain it.
Yeah, you shouldn't have to explain it. So I mean, that's like, but for other people, a white on white and having like, or a banana taped duct taped to the wall is the best thing for
it's
them.
A statement.
But you know, so like, I have those things. So like, if it makes no sense, and if it's just a spark, just like a tender emotion or something like that, to me, also that to me is not really art. That's just like shock value for me personally. As far as like kids or use of kids or imagery of kids, I mean, I come out against it because that's just not me. But then if it's, say for example, if it's somebody who has trauma from when they were a childhood and they depict themselves in a scene, maybe not a sexual scene, but like, you know, I've had one friend who did sketching through her sketchbook or whatever, and she had a scene of an almost looks like a child rape. And that was her sketching her truth. And it's just like, wow. You know what I mean? Like, could I ever do that? No. I didn't have understanding of it. But for her, that was her release, and that was her way of coming to terms with it.
Vice did a they had a documentary very recently, and in particular, I know none of you are weebs as far as I know. But in this documentary, they were talking about how manga artists over in Japan, like, they often depict children in their hentai, right? In their drawn caricatures.
We just had a conversation about being not understanding hentai.
And it's just like, it is, how far, like, do you stop that, right? Because their argument is no one's being hurt. They're providing some sort of service to guys who definitely are, people in general who are into that. They're providing a service. No children are being hurt. Do you stop that? And it's just like, it raises that question, right? I say no children at all, period. I don't even want to see it depicted. But am I allowed to stop somebody from saying, I'm going to draw this, I'm going to depict this, I'm gonna arrange these props and we're gonna take this photo? Do you get to say no to that? I say no, but I have no power.
But if it's not to say artists, you don't have any power. Like, I mean, everybody has power. You can choose to, like, walk by and say yay or nay. I mean, as far as making a law against it, I don't know, because sometimes you do cut into people's, like, artistic expression of it. I don't think it should be commercialized. I don't think that's something that should be, like, I don't know. I just don't think it should be hung in galleries. But, like, I like to think a lot of artwork should not be, like, hung in galleries. For people who it has a meaning to, and for artists just doing the expression or people writing about it, fine, so be it. Let it out. But as far as, like, a commercial product to make money off of, that's probably where I can say, like, no, you shouldn't.
We'll hear from the ladies.
Actually, because it kind of falls right into, we're getting into the main topic of this conversation is going to be about rape culture anyway. So we kind of got into that, and it's not perfect time, we're a little over time, but let's keep it rolling, ladies.
Shocked
that we're shock value.
We're almost on time.
Wow. Well, so I was trying to hold it together here. So anyway, yes, we talked about our topic. It's going to be rape culture. Ouch. Damn, just hit my funny bone.
Very funny, wasn't it?
It wasn't funny.
It never is.
It never is. Ever. So yes. So like I said, I am not a very cultured person on as far as the stuff with rape culture. So enlighten me and let's get into it, or let's just keep the ball rolling.
I think you're very familiar with it. You just don't realize it.
Yeah. Well, that's exactly. So here it is. Enlighten me, my fellow peeps.
Well, I mean, I guess I'll start off. You know, from our conversation, I know this is probably not even going to really be discussed about on here versus our group chat, because there's some things that we say in our group chat that's not really
very cancelable.
Yes. But anyways,
I was thinking about screenshotting some of them, just posting them up on our stories.
I mean, you can't. You know how much internet shit I got out there already.
Yeah,
I'll take that one on the chin. I'm a champ.
I even saw
just put a pulse on your chin.
I even saw a tattoo on a girl that was on her hip, and it was like a heart, like an old school, like, prison art, like with the ribbons in the heart, and it says not asking for it on her hip. And I was like, I thought that was fucking provocative as shit. I'm like, you know what, she's right.
That's wild shit.
Just because she's dressed a certain way, you can see certain parts of her skin, doesn't mean she's fucking asking for it, and therefore treat her accordingly.
Right.
So all of a sudden she's less than
I want to go back to something you said literally like 5 seconds ago, was that literally you can very much be a part of rape culture without even realizing it.
Yeah.
And it's something that has just been ingrained.
Like where? I'll
give you an example. Like, I know people from the older generation who were just like, hey, the way that I met my wife was I just pestered her to death
until
she married me. And it's just like, that's, you should probably not talk about that story. That's a weird story. It's like, these are things that we need to discuss.
Yeah.
A mass reprogramming needs to happen.
Right, because, you know, back on that, I was actually having a discussion with my wife on this. Is like, boys are taught at a very young age to be that way.
Yes,
to be
very, like, much so.
Male masculinity in general is literally taught. It's not, okay, I'm grown up, I'm going to chew tobacco and shoot deer for a living. You know, like, and chase
that
women.
Tennessee growing up, right out, bro.
You know, and chase girls. Why are you chasing girls, bro?
Like, that's
why
that's weird, isn't it?
Why are they running?
Like, that's Instagram masculinity.
Yeah. You know.
Why are they running?
Yeah. Why are they running? Why I gotta chase? Why I gotta pin down a girl? Like,
bruh.
Like, even the whole wedding ceremony is giving away a woman. It's giving away a soul. It's giving away
a person.
Talk
to your father. Can I get I need to pay the bride price.
Rape culture.
Must ask permission.
Yeah. Rape culture is everywhere. So it's like, why?
I have brought 3 goats for your daughter. Provide her. Thank you.
Because does that mean, like, aren't they supposed to be equals? But not really. If I'm giving my daughter away, or that person's giving his daughter away. It's like, is that really equal at the altar? Like, no, I don't think so.
Tradition is just peer pressure from dead people. Fuck them.
Wow.
I don't fuck dead people, but thanks.
Listen,
that's another category.
Some people,
that's a different category on Pornhub.
Is that a porn subcategory?
That's a premium content.
That's premium tags.
Extra.
You don't just get that shit off the free, bro. You gotta pay for that.
And even Donna was in, you know, experiencing, you know, I don't want to put any names or anything out, but it's like, even women.
Oh, I don't care.
Women even do it to each other. You know, like she was told, oh, you're gonna wear that. Like,
oh yeah.
Oh,
I get specifically get told that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
What do you? You're gonna wear that out, or what? Like, wear that outfit?
We can. My mom ain't listening to this. I mean, it's fine if she did.
Hi, mom.
We love you.
Right. And I do love my mom, but that, like, it is there was a couple of specific instances over the last couple of holidays. My mom wasn't even here for this holiday, but I was talking to her about it, where I wore a dress. It was a little big, but it was, you could definitely, there was some cleavage. Mm-hmm. I felt good about it. I actually liked the dress.
Love it, the boobs. It was a good cleavage day.
Yeah, it was
you
a good
cleavage day. You should be able to celebrate
this
that.
Is South Florida.
I was actually going to make it my Christmas card, but I didn't want to rock the boat.
But we're in South Florida. Cleavage is just a part of life.
But, I mean, but like my mom.
Seeing belly buttons of cleavage.
So there were some inappropriate comments made by someone at dinner who is not my family member, but is in the family. And it's just like I've said no.
Uh-huh. Not asking for it.
Right.
Not asking for it.
Yet, like, there was a couple of comments that my dad didn't hear it, but I was talking to my mom about it, and she's heard this person make comments in the past, but her thing was, listen, Donna, like, I get it, but, like, maybe if, like, you're getting older now.
Wow.
If you covered up a little more, like, you know, then guys wouldn't think they have to talk to you like that or make passes at you like that. And so I always try and shut the fuck up, but it doesn't always happen.
That button,
so I'm just
broken.
Like, I was like, fuck.
You know when you press that button too fast, too many times, like, one or two, it doesn't work. Yeah.
So
it just slips out. Fuck you.
Right.
I slipped. I'm sorry. Fuck you.
So, but I mean, that's how it is. And I feel like I'm a curvy chick. You can put a fucking paper bag on me and I'm still going to look like.
Shit going to be popping. Yes.
Right. Yes.
I mean, I can trust. So I don't know what else to do.
Can't hide the woman in you.
I have had that experience so many times in my life. Like, I'm so sick of men and women alike telling me, oh, you're going to wear that, or your ass is too big to wear that.
Or you were treated a certain way because what
because
you
of
wore.
What? Yeah, let me tell you something. My ex-best friend, her mother literally was like, you cannot wear that to my house when you come to my house. And I, you know, I'm a Floridian. I've been here since I was 15.
This is my house of God.
Booty shorts and a tank top. Like, I'm 19.
Right.
What's the problem? Right. I'm sorry, your husband's a pig, and every time I walk in the door, right. he's basically drooling out of his mouth because I'm walking in the house. Like, it's and the thing is that she wouldn't have had to even say anything to me, because after the second time of coming over there like that, that feeling that you get, like you're a piece of meat in a store, or you're walking by a cage of angry tigers who haven't eaten in like years. Yeah. It's disgusting.
So
you don't want to feel that way.
No.
You don't, because I feel like I'm only going to have this body for so many years.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I'm only going to be able to wear bikinis without my tits hanging to my knees for so many years.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
And I
let them hang to my knees.
You know what I mean? And even if this is what I choose, if I'm comfortable in my own skin, who are you to judge me and tell me that I'm wrong for feeling comfortable like this? That I'm creating the problem.
Uh-huh.
The man doesn't have the problem because he has no self-control.
Right.
I have the problem because I like to express myself, or I'm sorry, it's freaking hot and I live in fucking Florida and I'm not wearing a long sleeve shirt and some pants to your house.
The gym thing, right?
We'd be opening the door and just walking into like an like air that's like hot like camel soup. It's disgusting.
Yeah. I mean, not only that, like, you know, I mean, I remember there was a case one time at like the school, you know, teaching a kickboxing class, and they're like, we had a couple of women come up and comment about this lady who started, and I mean, she didn't have like the greatest body, but when she came in, she worked out, like, you know, the first couple of times she wore whatever. But I was like, I think like the third or fourth time she started wearing, like, she would just take off her shirt, she'll wear her sports bra.
Right. Okay.
Like, everything's covered.
This should be, you know, a safe
but they
place.
Were just like, people were like, well, I don't feel comfortable with her wearing. And it was other women complaining about her. Like, I'm teaching a class and I'm just like, you know, it's like, I for me, I was just like, yo, she's sweating up, you know, sweating up a storm, and she's putting in that work, putting in that effort.
What's the best way to make these people uncomfortable?
No, well, the thing I had to, the rule I had to give them was just like, because they were like, well, we feel that's a little indecent inside. And I'm just like, one is that it's South Florida. If there's anything that you can wear at the beach, you can wear as working out, as long as you're not showing any private parts.
Yeah.
If her nipples are falling out, or her lips are falling, or her nether, her pussy lips are falling out, or something like that, then I could then I would say something.
Yeah. It's but like if the whole roast beef sandwich is falling out,
that's her business.
And even if,
like, I she shouldn't be like, oh shit, I was hanging out, and then feel like she was fucking like threatened or
whatever. I mean, but I want somebody to tell me if my balls were hanging out.
But you know,
we would laugh about it.
You would
first.
That's wild.
Because guys don't do shit like that. No. Like, we.
But you had, okay, bro, but we had a similar.
Your balls were out the hole.
But we had a similar instance where a guy took off his shirt during kickboxing, and there were people were just like, "Oh, maybe that's a little too much." And it's like,
I can see his male presenting nipples. That's a problem.
Oh my god!
I just think that people that are uncomfortable with other people's comfortability, like, I'm comfortable with whatever my body type is. I'm comfortable, and it makes people who are uncomfortable with themselves uncomfortable.
Right. Well,
I'm sorry that you're not comfortable.
So how does that buy into the rape culture, like where people are uncomfortable with what you're wearing or what you know, and comment about it? How does that buy into the rape culture?
Well, there's two sides of that, because you have people that actually experienced it, so they're living every day with the trauma.
Mm-hmm.
So things they do on a daily basis could trigger it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's say in the gym,
mm-hmm.
that's their safe space. They don't feel safe, but then they're very conservative. They don't want to show anything because they're still dealing with traumas. So you kind of have to understand that aspect of it,
mm-hmm.
versus the person that never really was sexually abused or even came across any kind of adversity based on the way she was looking.
Uh-huh.
So it's, man, I don't know, man. That's a double-edged sword that I don't even want to fucking wield.
The problem has always been, always.
But
always.
It's all about the men doing
it. Oh, well, that's the thing.
Yeah.
It's like all the guys, the gonad grifters who go out there and make millions of dollars giving really bad
advice. Yes, he said gonad grifters, Donna. He did.
Please use it. Please use it. The Jordan Petersons, the Andrew Tates, all of them.
I always learn words with him.
Yeah. Gonad grifters, people, so please use it. Hashtag me. Thank you.
Hashtag me.
But it's just like, it is, these guys, they do is, their whole thing is self-improvement through hatred of women and objectification of women.
Right.
It is, no one ever really teaches, you know, you have to control yourself. You have to be in control of you. Sans literally everything else. No one tells you, hey, go sit under a fucking waterfall until the impure thoughts go away.
Uh-huh.
Like, it is always about, you know, you have to go and be on your grind, and then you can get these hoes.
Uh-huh.
And it's just like, that's super lame.
Yeah.
That's old traditional programming that we still haven't. Women weren't able to have checking accounts until the 1970s. They weren't able to buy a house. They weren't able to buy a house. They weren't able to really do anything financially without a dude being there. So a lot of the programming that came, that men are currently dealing with, is stuff that their dads are trying to give them. But that method doesn't work anymore. Women can have credit cards. They can have bank accounts.
They don't need
you. They don't need you.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to be likable, and you have to respect them as human beings. They're no longer chattel property for you. You have to bring something to the table.
Yeah. Besides your balls.
Besides your fucking balls and your winning personality.
So, I mean, so that indoctrination.
Or even
Because I think a lot of men like to hold that over women's head or their significant other.
Well, we know a lot of guys behind. Who are like, you know, who don't make as much as their women do, and they have issues with that.
Women are killing it right now. Killing
it. I mean, more of them are going to college. More of them are getting like, secondary college. Secondary
they're living longer.
I think the culture is slowly changing. And I think that women, because we had to step up. Because like you said, I think it's something, the rape culture is something that's taught. And there are not a lot of, I think that the way that this new generation is being taught is a little bit different, because now you have men wearing dresses and women wearing suits, and it's a total different thing now. Uh-huh.
Which is funny, because originally dresses were for men, easy access so we could take shit and piss.
But you know, even the kids now.
Well, actually, even the whole thing about dressing up, like earrings, nail polish, all that sort of stuff, those were all like male things to attract.
Heels were for men, yeah, so that we could be taller.
Yeah. But even the kids now and the generation before, they're not like us. When we were growing up, we were all boy and girl crazy, and we were dating, and we were jumping around, having one relationship after another.
Right.
At least in my world. Mm-hmm. But now these kids are like, oh, you like that girl? And the guy's like,
Even though they're going through puberty younger and younger.
Yeah, they are.
Kinda crazy, huh?
But they're not out here girlfriend and boyfriend it up or whatever they do. They're
out here best friending it.
We're just friends.
They're besties.
We go do date shit.
But we're friends. Yeah, and that's the culture now. And I think that in a way that the rape culture is going to kind of slightly turn around, where women are going to become the aggressors.
Right. They're not the object of affection and be like, that's the prize.
Exactly. Man. It's like we're going to learn that lesson that you guys have been teaching us all these years, and we're going to reverse it on you.
Right. I see.
And I want to see how that happens. How that turns out.
As a boy mom, what do you think?
Donna's got that face. What do you think?
No, I think that women are the aggressors. Just can be the aggressors just as much as a man can.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But it stems from men.
I want to get dressed up to go out somewhere, and B looks at me like, you're gonna wear that?
No, but
I mean, is my junk showing too much? Is it showing through? Should I wear like looser pants?
My past not the grace of comment at work. Hey, that's a great shirt. Do
I
they
feel
make
like
that
women doing it to women though. It seems to be like a jealousy issue there.
Yeah, more
jealousy than
culture.
It is right.
Because
culture.
I feel like there was one time that my mom is like, obviously she's the person. Uh-huh. It's a family. We're old fashioned Italians.
The matriarch.
And I walked in a sundress that had no bra on, and I had a thong on, and she was
killing it.
God, I was killing
she
it.
She walked in and she was like, "Yo, I am free."
So my mom calls me a puttana all the time,
Wow,
hot girl summer.
So I walked in and she had to fix a part of the dress. So I go in the bedroom. I was married at the time. We were going to some party, and she was trying to like cut the zipper on the dress to just like make it lay nice. Uh-huh. And she's like, Jesus fucking Christ, Donna, like, what are you doing? Like, and then she said, like, she saw the thong. She's like, like, can't you just wear some real panties? I'm like, this is what I wear. So, but then she's like, you know, I feel like if I had your body, I'd probably dress the same way.
So, she said that.
I wish I had your body to do that.
Oh wow!
But that was she said it once, and then that was done. Just real fast.
Shout out to the sundress. God.
Yes. Whoever invented sundresses and TikTok spandex, like the fucking tights.
God bless.
With the seam and the butt crack.
I just every time I see you, just Lord, thank you. It's one of the things that keeps me agnostic. I've never gone full atheist.
Is that is that the same thing for guys with the gray sweatpants?
Is it?
I don't know.
The gray sweatpants have the same effect on women that sundresses have on us.
It depends on who's wearing the gray sweatpants. I mean, you can't just put them on and we're like, oh my god. I think that's what men think. Exactly. I think that's what they think. They think like I put them on and it's like, listen, if I can't appreciate
you need a dick print. Yeah. Do you need a dick print?
We need a print.
We need a dick print.
At least we need a print. We need a dick print.
All I gotta say, shout out to like you. Shout out to Lululemon
yes.
And like on the armor now.
And
who
hence
have, like,
the reverse rape culture.
Who have the
they want to see the
underliners in men's shorts now, so I can cut down on my underwear use and just like
go free ball.
Just free ball it out.
Yeah, I'm all about the free ball.
You still got the support, but you know you don't have to like double up that layer.
You don't have to readjust all the time.
That's what's so good about the sunglass. You just put it all out
exactly.
there.
Exactly. Yeah. It's just and making
easy
things
access.
More comfortable.
Right. You can go anywhere. You can get a little action.
Right. Yes. Bathroom.
Sometimes restaurants.
If you stand
parks,
in front of this
right.
door,
where do you want to go? Where do you want to go?
So
where
are you
want to go? Where are we going?
Behind the house.
All right. So you guys think, as far as this topic on rape culture, you think that because of the next generation is coming up, this is eventually going to die out and or
I mean, I think it is because there are now a lot more dudes in the millennial range who are very quick to call out their homie. Like I had I was out a few, like 2 weeks ago. He was trying, he can't call somebody like right in front of me. I was like, bro, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
Like we're all chilling. Don't do that shit. Right. I was like, I'm sorry.
You make us all look bad.
It's like you're making, it's like, bro, you are scaring the hoes.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up. And we all shamed the fuck out of him.
Scaring
the hoes. Exactly. Like,
hence. In this house. Right?
No, you see, like I was out in the public the other day. I think I was at Walmart or something. This old man was just literally walking around just staring at women.
Ugh.
In the cart. And I was just shaking my head. I was like, man, if it was a different, my old version of me, I probably would have hit him upside the head.
Oh no,
bro, let's reverse it. What if it was like an old lady just walk around licking her lips like guys looking at you, but
you just go, ooh.
I know it's cringeworthy right there.
I know.
Oh, crusty pussy. Get out of here.
I'm not with you.
We're trying to see that.
I'm not with
you. Somebody's going to jump on that. Somebody's like, you want some of this? You want some of this?
I don't know.
Looking like the top of a
another
toothpaste tube.
Another phrase from Craig.
Oh, crusty pussy. Top of a toothpaste tube.
The fuck you doing?
The fuck do you get this shit,
is that
bro?
That panting mode like in the Hente?
We have to start making a list of Craigisms.
Yes. We have to like have hashtags weekly.
Hashtag Craig.
Oh, dusty pussy. That's, go home.
By the way, your shirt's going to be in this week, guys, I think.
Okay.
So.
All right. Pay up, bitches.
So, okay. Yeah, then we can make some new ones for the new year. So, okay. Anything else on rape culture?
Control yourself.
So, you are familiar with it?
I mean, I'm familiar.
I mean, you identify.
Well, no, I was just thinking about, like, you know, just people straight up getting raped. I was thinking about, like, you know,
oh, no,
women
no,
and no. dudes, like, you
it's
know.
The culture that rape. Leads up to that event.
Exactly.
I mean, if there's like, okay, so I linked something early in the chat. Nobody said anything, but hey, there is.
You linked it in the chat?
Yeah.
Bro, you are.
Wait, did you is really it that 55 minutes?
That shit was long as fuck. That's why I said it.
I was
okay.
Like, oh, I don't have the kind of attention span for 55 minutes.
That's where you get on it.
I mean,
give
for
us the cliff notes, Craig. Give us the cliff notes.
For the most part, she was talking about a thing that I was made aware of, oof, when I was like 17 years old. Is a thing where a woman will say yes just because they're scared of what you will do if they say no.
Right.
Oof. And I was like, that's an important thing to talk about. She caught hell for that shit. Like, Joe Rogan was giving her shit about it. He was just like, oh, there's this crazy chick. It's just like, what's a guy supposed to do? It's just like, oh, if a woman says yes, it's like, that should mean that, you know, she gave consent. And it's just like, nah, I don't think you're putting yourself in the proper position to really consider what's happening here.
Okay.
Where it's just like, are you really doing everything that you can to make sure that they're comfortable enough to be that way with you? Or are you pressuring them, right? Did you have them, like, did you catch them in, like, a corner somewhere? And you're like, hey, do you want to go back? And it's just like, oh, okay, I guess. Because, you know, you're twice her size.
Yeah, and she has
and
nowhere
she's by
to go.
Herself, and she's got nowhere else to go.
Right. Or you're a super important person, a man of power.
Or you're super over your... You know did you go
mean?
Ahead and Harvey Weinstein your way into that pussy? Like, what did you actually
well,
do here?
You know what I mean?
That is something oh, that's you're her so... Dog.
Yeah, she I mean, caught hell for that. But it's just like,
yeah,
I understood.
Mean, to be a dom, you still have to have, like, that's a sense of trust and permission.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
You but can't dom like, somebody without yeah. that.
And I honestly think that's a massive portion of rape culture. Because, like, for me personally, when I first heard about it when I was 17 years old, I was like, oh, I am a 400-pound powerlifting black guy. Like, that can absolutely happen. A woman could be like, I'd be like, hey, would you like to come over?
Well, I
and
think...
she's just like, let me say yes before he literally tears me in half.
I was going to say, like, I just think being a black guy in these United States nowadays, we are very much aware of that.
Yeah.
The way that we look.
You don't got a choice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, we can't just, like, be willy-nilly with it. You have to pay attention to what you say, how you say, any environment that you're saying it in.
Yeah. Especially with white women.
Oh, God. It's black kryptonite right there.
It's damn white women.
You know, white,
white tears have been the downfall of many a black man.
But then I've also had men who have, like, been rough and then like consensually mm-hmm. and like had to double check 20 times and apologize, like,
are you okay,
like are you sure that was okay, like are you did I do that unwillingly, no I wanted it. And then, no, I'm sorry. Like there's a happy medium to mm-hmm. all of that.
Mm-hmm. Like, I have a friend who, one of my close friends, and his first time having sex, he was in his 20s, first time having sex with a chick. And, I mean, I know him implicitly. And she turned around and accused him of rape.
Whoa.
Wow.
And he was like, he was shook. Like, shook.
Oh, yeah,
shook.
Fuck you up.
But, it came down, basically, she was kind of messing around and got caught messing around, so she said that he raped her.
Which does happen.
Damn.
I think it's important to have these conversations and to be cognizant of the situations that can possibly come up.
Exactly. Yeah.
I mean, like, we are stronger than most normal humans. Huh. We have to be aware of that fact, especially when, well, I mean, you guys know, I do. I'm the one still out here fucking slinging unsolicited community dick.
Wait, that's another one.
Community dick.
Damn. Another one, community dick.
Public, I have to bring a pad next time.
Yes, bring a pad. We need to write these down.
Wait, and we're just gonna make shirts out of them. I'm gonna make notes.
Yes, we're gonna make shirts out of them. We're just gonna make I'm gonna like take Craig's face and just make all hashtag. The content.
It was gonad what?
Gonad grifters.
Gonad grifters.
Community
hashtag that shit, please.
So moving on. Public, we gotta get to our question of the week for you guys. Mm-hmm. I have them. Okay. Spotify just did their wrap up, their rappers mm-hmm. for the year. Let's say Pornhub got that idea. Let's assume, like, even if you don't use Pornhub, mm-hmm. what's your Pornhub rapper gonna look like?
A lot of MILF porn. Like a lot.
Like yeah. a lot?
A lot.
Like how many hours? Like you're gonna say like
hours?
Hours per week or minutes per week or whatever.
Minutes per week would probably be somewhere around like an hour. Hour, hour and a half.
Damn, you just come quick.
He's like, I got shit to do. I'm busy. it's a hot mom.
Did you look at some milk porn before you came here this morning?
Time to watch a whole ass movie.
Did you look at some milk porn before you came this morning?
I did not. I went to bed at 5 this morning.
Why?
I was
looking at milk porn.
No, I was hyper focusing. I was typing some shit and I was writing something. And like, you know, you ever been stuck in like a creative loop? Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, I'm so creative right now. And then you hear birds tweeting.
Bro.
And
you're like, you're talking to an artist, yes.
Yeah, so, and that's literally what happened. That's why I was late today.
The witching hour is what they call it, right?
Yeah,
the
witching hour. I'm getting so much work done.
It's called sleep insomnia.
I fucking hate it when that happens.
I'm more creative when that hour.
You don't want to stop.
Let's go opposite way. So
11 to 3.
What's your Pornhub rapper look like? Not just what, but like, you know, times, whatever. Like what did you look at a lot?
Like MILFs, Pogs.
Oh, Pogs.
Pogs.
Redheads.
What's Pogs?
Pretty ass white girls. I can't.
Pogs are pretty ass white girls?
I thought it was fat ass white girls.
No?
Oh, fat ass white girls. P-A-W-G.
Okay, no, it was big booty. I'm into that. Thighs and shit.
Hence Misty.
AKA Masses White
Girls. Mrs. B.
Thick white girls.
Thick white girls.
I love Mrs. B. Can she come to the strip club with us?
Sometimes I'll go hardcore, rough sex. And then, some of the meaner side of things.
Mm. The meaner side of things, like spit in your face type of deal,
like bondage and like force entry kind of thing.
Oh, so like
for the rough
fake
stuff,
rape.
I always go to the ethical porn site.
Yeah. Like, wait, what's an ethical porn site? The fuck is that?
Basically, it's all the actresses.
Get closer.
They sign all the actresses. They sign like waivers. They make sure that, you know, like these are not sex trafficked women.
Oh yeah.
So it's like I usually go to them for the rough stuff.
Like what?
Hold on. There's like 4 of them because there's not a lot of them. They're not very popular because you have to actually pay for them.
Like, you ever see the ones where the girl's like gagged and then she's like bound and then there's like a machine and then she's like on this.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
bound and gagged.
Oh, yeah. Those are good.
You're definitely a kink.com type of guy.
Yeah.
He's happy, but yeah.
Yeah, I know exactly. I'm going to sell my first set of Bluetooth butt plugs too. I have my audience literally right here, bro.
Oh, my God.
Great.
All right, D, what's your Pornhub rapper look like?
I watch a lot of lesbian girl-on-girl shit. I watch a lot of girl-on-girl, but I also watch a lot of female dom.
Okay.
So, yeah. Dominating nice. The man bound and tied.
Is it the ball squashing?
What about, like, see, what is it? Clothed female, naked male?
You ever seen that?
No, I don't. I want everybody to be naked. Like the I don't like clothes. Everybody needs to be naked.
You ever seen the girl like squishing the guy's balls with like fucking heels and shit?
Oh my god.
Some guys are into that.
Yeah, some people are into that.
Oh my god. Definitely. Oh yeah. So quick story. I had this guy follow me. I'm assuming it was a guy. Had a follower, sneakerhead, and he was like, "I will pay you $500. I'm gonna get you a pair of shoes." And he sent me pictures of these. I want you to wear these shoes, and I want you to step on my balls.
And did you?
Hour.
Did you?
For an hour.
Did you?
Wow. No. Well, he ended up. It was all you know. Okay. Talk. Love. It was love. Talk.
Is there
but
an audience for that?
when he realized that I was serious, I think he got a little nervous because I was like, okay, don't worry. I'm gonna have a friend come with me. We'll meet you at the hotel that you choose, and as long as my friend can be there, I have no problem.
I mean, there's a sneaker rental spot over in South Beach where you can rent those high super high.
Yeah, he picked these, and they were like the, you know, with like the ribbed bottom and like that. And he was like the his conversation was serious. Like he was
serious
like,
until he realized
I was serious. I guess guys, like I said, I'm not the average. You know, they come in there and they like throw the dick pics and the jerk off videos, and they think I'm gonna be like, oh my god. I'm like, what the fuck is that?
That was such a specific OnlyFans.
Kills the ego.
Like you do sneaker reviews, and it's just like the whole time you're reviewing the sneaker, you're just stepping on some dude's balls.
Exactly. Oh, bro. That would be. Oh, bruh. That would make money. Bruh.
That's money.
Bruh.
Listen, y'all gotta take one of my ideas eventually.
I don't think it's the butt plug, but.
I keep saying no, but I'm telling you, man. I have an audience.
Okay, you do you. You do you, boo.
What's your Pornhub rapper look like, Donna?
Probably consist of way more hours than most.
Yeah.
Only because I like, I don't know.
You're gonna be like the 89th percentile.
I'm a critiquer of. I like to watch and critique. I don't know.
A story? Like you need a storyline?
I don't necessarily need a story. Like it's like about the imperfection. Like amateur.
She shouldn't hold his dick like that.
You want like
that.
A shitty video quality or like low production.
Like
value.
I could be sitting there. Not so much low production, but like why the fuck is the TV on in the background? Do we have to watch Family Ties while they're fucking?
She's one of those. Yeah.
I hate the opera music in the background. Well, there could be some like turn on stuff for sure. Like I could just be sitting there watching it, like. Huh.
Like when are they gonna learn? Like
how's
like,
that gonna work? Like is that for real?
Yeah.
So you are a Pornhub critic.
Not necessarily critic. I have a good time too, but like it would be like amateur stuff, and not just for critiquing, but just cause like to see real couples who actually enjoy sex.
You should have like a channel like that.
A what? My own porn channel?
Porn critiquing? I'm telling
Listen.
You, that's another business.
All right, so.
Just keep going to porn.
Actually, you have no idea. Posting
Wait,
popular videos.
Deanna, you just went dark.
Yeah.
No. Sorry. God, I want to see that.
But you stop playing with it.
There we go.
You want. Keep going.
So, okay. Just jumping into like if my Pornhub rapper like would look like. I looked at a lot of course, Latin chicks. I don't know. Been getting into like squirters. I love squirters lately.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that one.
Squirt.
But that's like a mood thing.
I'm down for lesbian stuff too.
Yeah, no. I love lesbian.
Okay,
love
so
amateur.
It's kind of fun to see how like they handle each other.
Yeah, I love. Yeah, I do like watching like girl on girls with strap-ons.
Okay.
Like early on in the year, that was probably something that I looked at a lot of. But so lately, I have gotten into, and probably because we have a podcast, is that they've been doing a lot of podcasts on Pornhub.
Oh yeah.
What?
So I've been listening to podcasts on Pornhub.
Right.
Wait, what?
Yeah, sex porn podcast on part the ASMR. What? Is there something on the web that I have done and Craig has not?
Ooh.
I have
no
been
thing,
privileged.
Honestly.
I think everyone.
He's like,
has
I'm
a
down
podcast.
Now.
Oh no, yeah. Part of right. I mean, part of it was like, I mean, we could, but we kind of couldn't. I mean, we talk about some really dumb, and we could really let loose and just release it on Pornhub. But at the same time, like most of them, like they end up having sex or whatever. I think I posted up one of you guys for this one chick I follow, Panty Nectar, and it was a recording of her giving head. Didn't I send that to you guys? I didn't.
Yes, you did.
I did.
Why am I? I'm like, yes, you did. I remember that.
I don't remember that.
Listen.
What the fuck is wrong
that
with me?
No, but listen. For me, that was hot.
Was it just audio?
Yeah, it was just audio.
What the fuck is wrong with me?
It was hot. I liked it. I don't know how much y'all. I liked it. I was like, yo, man,
I'm down with that. I think that like something like that, but like a stitch, like how TikTok has the stitch where you have like the porn on one side and then your beautiful face on the other side giving your critique.
Exactly.
I think that shit would blow up.
I think like, so too. Blow up. Like if you stitch it and do it on Pornhub, like yo, you can, or do your own like OF with it.
Right.
So you know and what you gotta do? Stomping on dudes' balls with sneakers.
Yeah.
It could be like a. We're working together.
That's money. Yes. That's money.
This is the money corner over here.
I mean, right. I do amateur too, so you
we
know.
We are well, well over time.
Is this like a holiday edition?
This would be like, you know, our pre Christmas.
A Christmas.
Pre Christmas special.
Thanksgiving special.
Thanksgiving.
Why is it hot as balls? I am sweating. Like,
you guys are you're sitting in the sun and it's
first of all.
In here.
Oh, that's what happened. Because last time I sat here in the same spot and I was not like dripping sweat between my tits. Like, I am fucking sweating.
Craig has
seriously
that
effect on
me. Listen, I'm wondering why.
Sweat dripping down my back.
You have community dick over here. Just slinging it. Like, look at it. He's like, wide. His loose knuckle is fucking showing. I mean, of course you'll be sweating.
His Thor hammer.
I'm sweating for you. And on that note, guys, that's it for this edition of the D-Squad. Peace out.